Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our God is an awesome God here.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
Bill Belichick, we talk about how hands-on he is and stuff. He's relinquished the offense to Tom Brady.
He still has input on both sides, of course, more so the defense.
But he's taking a step back on the offense.
Now, if you want to crown them, then crown their ass. But they are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
This is In the Loop on Houston's Sports Leader.
A whole lot of suck.
Sports Radio 610.
Happy Hump Day, Houston. Happy Hump Day, Loopholes in the Loop, episode 154. So I'm going to go ahead and shout out Penny Hardaway, jersey number one, and the man that rocked the goggles better than anybody in NBA history, number 54, Horace Grant, former Bulls player, former Magic player, former Seattle Sonic. For those of you that might not remember, the OG John Lopez to my right, Figgy Fig across the glass, looking sharp as hell, coming straight off a nice little podcast yesterday in which he had...
We're going to get to that, aren't we?
Yeah, he had Carl Crawford, a Houston native. Carl Crawford on with ESG, the ESG and Rocket podcast. Was in full effect. Apparently, Carl Crawford doesn't look much like a baseball player anymore, Figgy. I'm not trying to pull back the curtain too much.
I think Figgy needs to give himself. I think Figgy needs to give himself something here. Yeah. Figgy comes in and goes, man, he looked like a rapper.
He looked like a rapper. Figgy. He didn't look like a baseball player.
That's what Landry should be saying.
Yeah. I don't know what was up with
he
Figgy.
He do got a record label, so.
Yeah, he does have a record label.
He doesn't have a record label these days.
You already started the show with controversy, saying that Horace Grant rocked the goggles better than anybody. I give you a one Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Thank you very much.
Those were like more specs.
Those were goggles.
Horace had the full swimming goggles. Like his were his, like, swimming goggles. Kareem had like the little specs.
No, Kareem had like work goggles. Like he was welding or something.
They were like smaller goggles though.
No, they weren't.
And plus, Horace still rocked them better. Kareem looked a little bit goofier than Horace. I like the way Horace looked in them.
Somebody need to bring them back. I like the goggles.
Yeah, didn't Akeem wore him for a bit.
Yeah, he wore him when he hurt his face, but he didn't wear him all the time. But yeah, he rocked him. He rocked him a little bit, and I had a lot of respect for that. Big show today because Stanford Route's going to be in the building. One of my favorites. I think it's one of the best weekly hits here, the Hot Route. He's going to break down that Kansas City Chiefs offense that we've all grown to hate because we feel like that's what the offense should look like here. We're also going to look at the marriage between Deshaun Watson and Pat Mahomes at 10:40. They're going to be linked together forever. And I'm going back in memory lane and listening to what people were saying leading up to the draft about those two guys. It's interesting when you listen to it, and I want to hear and see if you think the same thing I think based on the immediate reaction to when the two guys were drafted by their current teams, because I think there's something to read into that.
Okay.
And I also decided to throw Ryan Mallett into the mix, so we're going to hear a little bit of Ryan Mallett at 10:40, some good Ryan Mallett audio, because when do you not want that? There's also a bromance with Texas Ties that's going to be on display on Sunday that I think is probably the most entertaining possible bromance that you could possibly have. A guy with Houston ties and a guy with DFW ties are going to be on display. It's going to be extremely entertaining. You're like that. And also, I'm going to put the OG Street Smarts to test, because we did this on Mad Radio the day after the Astros won the World Series. We went through each player on the roster, and we said, what is this guy doing right now following the World Series? And, you know, for example, Seth said that Alex Bregman was drunk trying to hit in the batting cage.
Right.
I'm going to have the OG tell you Texans fans what your Texans team is doing right now during the offseason. We're going to do that actually.
And
I'm going to
hit the stars. I'm not going to cop out here. I'm going to tell you exactly what I got my list. DeAndre Hopkins is doing, Deshaun Watson is doing, J.J. Watt's doing, Jadeveon Clowney's doing, and maybe a few more in there.
And I can't wait to hear
what are they
that
doing right now.
You're always good. You're always good at that. I think technology is ruining the stadium experience, the in-game stadium experience. We're going to get into that a little bit later in the show. They're taking it way too far, John. You don't even have to leave your seat to get a beer now. Mm-hmm. That is a travesty. So we'll get into that. But something that John McClain said earlier today on Mad Radio kind of started, it got me a little bit concerned. Because McClain is on with us every Tuesday. He's on with Mad Radio every Wednesday. And a lot of times,
and you would
he
think there
stuff,
would be overlap, and maybe there is a little bit, but sometimes he comes in with something new.
Oh no, it's never the same. Sometimes it's the same thing, no. But a lot of times he'll say something on one show that you had no idea he thought from show to show. So John McClain came on today, and he was talking about the Houston Texans, and he was talking about what we've been talking about since the season ended: mm-hmm. Will Bill O'Brien bring in an offensive coordinator? And what John McClain basically said was, why would they change anything when they just went 11-5? And that line of thinking, John Lopez, yeah. In the NFL, when you assume that because you had success one season, you can just carry it over the next, when you do that, you bring Blake Bortles back as quarterback and you end up wet in the bed the next season. So I hope that McClain, who's been wrong before, is wrong on this, and that's not how they're thinking over there.
A sure way to be a failure is to be content. And if you're content with what you saw, not what you saw in the standings, but if you're content with what you saw from this Houston Texans team, I'm talking about from in the building, forget us, you know, forget fans, forget outsiders. But people in that building, if they're content with what they saw from this team, and I'm talking about coaching, because the roster's going to change. It changes every year. There's the draft and free agency. We know the line stuff, but I'm talking about just from a coaching perspective. If you're content with what you saw, that's a recipe for a big flop next year. It's a recipe for a big, big step back.
Yeah, and hopefully that's not the way they're thinking there, but it'll be interesting to see, because I'm fearful that might be the way they're thinking, and it kind of scares the crap out of me. Honestly does. It scares the living crap out of me. Can I give a shout out on the show real quick?
Sure, man.
Let me give a shout out to Mike the Situation from Jersey Shore. He just went to jail yesterday. It's a tough time for those of us that are fans of the Jersey Shore reality show, probably the best reality show of all time. He's going to jail. I think he's going to be there for 8 months. Keep your head up, Mike.
Oh, man.
We're here for you. We're rooting for you. We want you to get out. We want you to get back in shape while you're in jail. We're cheering for you. And by the way, you know what he did before he went to jail? Mm-hmm. I think this is probably the smartest thing.
Well, he did Jersey Shore.
He did Jersey Shore for sure. But you know what he did?
What?
He went on his Facebook page, which has millions of followers. And he put the address of the jail with his name for mail.
Oh, that's smart.
Because you're going to have all kinds of entertainment now, right? When you're in jail, you're going to have all kinds of...
People are going to be sending them pictures. Although they check the mail, but you'll still get letters.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what holds you over.
Yeah.
When's the last time you wrote a handwritten letter, John Lopez?
Ooh. Boy, that's a great question. Because I used to do that more often than you think.
Right.
I mean, I used to do it a lot, but boy, I can't even remember. How about you?
I mean, I've written a hand.
I don't even do Christmas cards like that anymore.
I'll do a handwritten thank you.
See, it goes into my theory. You don't need the U.S. Postal Service.
Yeah, well, you're wrong. I've written a hand. Well, you've still got to send stuff.
No, I send Christmas cards via electronically.
That's not thoughtful.
It's very thoughtful. You still have a very thoughtful message in there. You personalize it.
How many Christmas cards did you get this year?
Like actual cards?
Yeah.
Not that many. Like 5, 6. I mean, at the most.
I got one from our big boss.
Yeah, I got one from her.
I got one from someone who used to work here. It was kind of a weird Christmas card, I must say so myself.
Was his mom with him?
Yes, she was with him. They were they were kind of a little bit more hugged up than
I would think a mom and son
should be. But it was a funny Christmas card. I got one of those, and then I got one from my aunt, and that was it. I got three.
It's kind of a lost art to write the old letter. But when you're in prison, that's the only way to get that kind of...
Dude, you got to watch 60 Days In.
Oh, yeah, I do.
You got it. No, I'm telling you, 60 Days In.
That's terrifying.
In
That's terrifying.
No, it's just going into jail voluntarily for 60 days, although you can back out. But if you're not watching 60 Days In, it's on demand right now on A&E. You definitely need to check that out. Mm-hmm. Who do you think at the station? Because yesterday we did the roommates list. By the way, some people got really upset with you with the roommate list. Some people got really disappointed.
I thought it was tack on.
I thought it was pretty spot on. Those of you that haven't seen it, it's on the podcast right now. Yesterday's podcast, sportsradio610.com. Just click on In the Loop. Go ahead and favorite us, too, while you're at radio.com and check it out. But John just listed the guys he would least want to room with in Atlanta. Who do you think would have the worst chance at surviving in prison? The top three that would have the least, the smallest chance of surviving in prison of the 610 on-air staff.
Okay. Jonesy, number one.
He's not even listening.
Jonesy would be, I mean, they'd make him grow his hair long and put it in a bun. I mean, he would have to paint his fingernails.
There would be
toenails.
That'd be rough.
Yeah,
that'd be rough.
And he would not say a word about it because, you know, he's Jonesy. He would just be like, "All right, okay."
He would not have any of his what's it called, commissary. No, he'd be giving it all away.
Yeah, he would.
He wouldn't have any toothpaste or anything like that. Who else? We got to do the top three.
I think Paul Gallant would be okay, but he would get in a fight every day because he has that edge, you know. He gets the, you know, that little tantrum that he throws every once in a while.
Why can't people trust me on this?
That stuff, all right? And people would just be kicking his ass, like, every day. He wouldn't be, you know, Jonesy.
Okay.
I mean, maybe once in a while when they really got mad, but...
Who else?
Right? So those are the top two. So top three, worst in prison... Would be.
I don't know how I would make it. I'd be all right. I would just stick to myself. I would definitely get checked a lot, though.
Yeah.
The tall.
You'd be close to the top three because you're the, you know, you're sauntering around and you have this kind of air about you like you own the world, and they would put you in your place.
I wouldn't have that air there, but I would definitely have to knuckle up a couple times.
Yeah, you'd got to check yourself a little bit. You're on the fringe.
You know who would surprisingly be good in prison?
Meltzer. No, I was going to say Sean. Because I think Sean is just, like, he can talk to anybody. Like, he'd be the guy that is not affiliated with a gang.
I think Meltzer...
Like, they'd all kind of hang with him a little bit.
I think, yeah, I agree with you on Sean. Yeah. I think Meltzer would just... He would have a skill that they all appreciated.
I was thinking about Eric Gordon in the shower last night.
Maybe they would make him their lawyer, like their in-jail lawyer.
Oh, he would be the librarian.
Research. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, he'd be the librarian.
I think he would be okay. What about Brian McDonald?
There's three. There's three.
That might be one.
He'd be talking about wrestling and it'd be over with. It'd be over with.
Put him in an ankle lock.
That's right. I got your wrestling, bitch.
Man, I'm fascinated with prison, dude. I'm fascinated.
Dude,
I would like to go for 10 days.
You could not last.
10 days I could go.
And I know our listeners watch this show, too. You say it's prison. I'm convinced that it has to be county jail. Because prison is a whole...
Okay, yeah, it's jail. There's cell blocks. Yeah, you're right. It's not like prison, but it's mainly guys that, like, steal and stuff.
Because prison
like that,
is a whole different world,
prison's
man.
Prison's different. Prison is locked
county
up.
Jail, I think you could kind of survive a little bit. There's still problems, don't get me wrong.
Prison, you just got to shut up and eat, and you can't... If they ask for your tray, you can't give the tray.
Mm-hmm.
I'm already an expert. Watch 60 Days In, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Coming up next... The OG Street Smarts, they're always on display. What is each Texans player doing right now? And David Anderson said something yesterday on the Triple Threat that I thought was a little bit strange. Are the Texans one of the top five most optimistic teams heading into 2019? We'll talk about that and a lot more. It's In the Loop. Shout out to the Loopholes on Sports Radio 610.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.